WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 38 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The owner of a Bryan-based winery figures prominently in a Texas Tribune article about wine producers losing crops due to chemicals used by cotton growers.
Paul Bonarigo and Messina Hoff, who bought 800 tons of grapes from the High Plains last year, where most of the state's grapes are grown, says the issue is not that complicated.
You know, if we were talking about an axe and I was coming over to your property and I was just cutting something down, boy, that would seem real cut and dry and it would really seem easy. Well, this is the same thing, except it's being done airborne. And that's the difference.
Bonarigo says chemical companies have developed new versions that are supposed to pose less of a threat, but cotton producers are still buying less expensive formulations that do more damage.
The fear is unless those products are taken off the market, the threat is enormous because human nature is that they typically will buy the cheapest formulations that they can.
Bonarigo says Messina Hoff, which has an economic impact in Brazos County of $30 million each year, is part of a $3 billion winemaking industry in Texas and employs 9,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The first regular meeting of the new year for the Brazos County Commission included familiar names in new places. The commission named a new associate county judge. Assistant District Attorney Misty Swan was promoted following the retirement of Glennis Gore, who had served for 10 years. Swan's appointment was recommended by the county's district judges. And to open yesterday's meeting, County Judge Dwayne Peters welcomed newly elected commissioners Steve Aldrich and Nancy Berry.
We will consider and take action on agenda items 3 through 11. I guess first I ought to welcome the two new commissioners to the court. We've got a new year and new staff and new commissioners, and so we're looking forward to the new year.
The weekly business meeting, which typically finishes in less than 30 minutes, was over in 7. For those who drive Highway 6 south of Navasota, yesterday was the first day of a $6 million construction project. The TxDOT district office in Bryan says through April of next year, 10 miles of new median crossovers with acceleration and deceleration lanes will be built from the south side of Navasota to the Waller County line. Next Tuesday, motorists who drive between Bryan and Iola on Long Trestle Road will have to find an alternate route. TxDOT says there will be a bridge replacement on the Grimes County side of the Navasota River. That portion of Grimes County Road 162 will be closed until May. And local animal shelters could see an influx after this New Year's Eve weekend. Aggieland Humane's Leah White on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says noisy fireworks and Monday morning severe weather could have frightened animals into hiding.
Finally realized, okay, it's a little calmer now. I can come out of wherever I was hiding while I was petrified when I escaped.
White suggests cat owners put the litter box outside along with some blankets or clothes that smell like you. If a pet is disoriented, the smell will help them return home. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 38 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Bryan Broadcasting and WRI Tractors, RV Source, and WRI Outdoors all remind you to go local.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's 6:10. Weather's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
There will be some sunshine today, but it's certainly not going to be as warm as it has been. Temperatures only up to 50 to 55 during the afternoon. Tonight, we're partly cloudy. Lows will be anywhere from 40 to 45. Tomorrow, partial sun. We warm up just a little bit. Highs 55 to 60. Clouds tomorrow night with a low of 35 to 40. Cloudy Friday. There could be a shower or two during the day. Cool Friday, only 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the latest college football players who are declaring for the NFL draft. Meanwhile, the A&M men's basketball team fell to Kentucky on the road, and in the NBA, the Mavericks rallied to beat the Wizards while the Spurs held the Raptors to their lowest score of the season. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, I think it was 70-34 when I tuned over there and kind of decided.
Well,
you know, the one good thing, I believe Dick Vitale was doing the broadcast.
Yes.
And when it's 70-34, he kind of gets tamped down a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's no longer, it's awesome, baby.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, we didn't have any buzzer beater things and everything.
Yeah,
so,
true.
Okay, all right, here we go. So. Guy in Vietnam has been walking around. Remember when your folks told you don't run with scissors?
Yeah.
You know, they've said that before. Guy in Vietnam has been walking around with scissors in his body for about two decades. I figured I'd get this out of the way early.
Yeah.
54-year-old Ma Van Nhet, or something like that, has reportedly had the rusty tools embedded in his body for 18 years, but he never felt any pain until recently. I guess he hasn't been flying on any airplanes or anything like that.
Yeah, there's been no need for a body scan.
Yeah, no MRI type stuff. Doctors removed the utensils after discovering it. That was nice.
Good for them, yeah.
Yeah, during a routine exam on December the 27th, the hospital director vows to investigate.
Yeah.
Find out who's responsible for leaving them in there. Well, again, if it was 18 years ago, they may not be around anymore.
Right.
No. And also, this was a routine inspection. How come none of the other ones have picked this up? 18 years?
Don't know. Well, see? Okay. He thinks the 6-inch scissors were left by surgeons during a 1998 procedure. Guessing so. And, of course, the surgeon goes, oh, there they are.
I've been looking for those for 18
years. Yeah, can you imagine sewing up and going, is everything accounted for?
All that stuff.
Did I have some scissors?
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
I guess, it's well, like everything else, it's always the last place you look. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, inside that guy.
That one. Oh, all right. Yeah. That's fine.
Those were my good scissors, too.
And that wouldn't have happened under Obamacare.
Of course not.
No, you'd have been fine. You'd have found those scissors straight away.
Or they would have never found them.
Only days remain. David Gardner's Jewelers Total Jewelry Liquidation in College Station ends January 8th. Now, save up to 70% and more during the most spectacular sale in David Gardner's 33-year history.
This massive total multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more must be sold now, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
This is your last chance to save. These once-in-a-lifetime incredible prices will end on January 8th. Take advantage of these final reduction sacrifice prices until the inventory is sold.
Only days remain. David Gardner's Jewelers Total Jewelry Liquidation in College Station ends January 8th. Don't miss this enormous store-wide total jewelry liquidation event taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East, College Station.
Certain exclusions apply.
Good morning. It's 6:13. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Man, it is January the 4th. Where has the month gone? Oh, never mind. Yeah, right. Okay. Oh, I don't know. It's trivia day.
Trivia? Ooh.
Really?
No, yeah. I never.
Yeah, okay.
I love trivia.
Well, I mean, it's okay to find that stuff out just kind of anecdotally as you're wandering through
the world.
So
you're not a big, like, trivia night guy,
I'm not.
Scott?
You know,
what?
I'm not.
I used to be. I used to go to every Tuesday when I used to live in Houston at the local drinkery.
Okay.
Me and some of my friends would do a trivia night. And we did so well that we went to the national competition in Austin.
Oh,
and
my God.
We got whooped. Yeah. Those people are real serious about it.
And that's what happens. You know, I'm still scarred by Trivial Pursuit, which was a really pretty interesting board game, and just in this business that I'm in, you just find stuff out sometimes, and the important thing is to be able to bring it back at the proper time and recall it.
Right.
And so I thought I was pretty good,
mm.
and I mean, I just got creamed one night. Same thing. You know, you know the feeling, because, Brad, you went there fairly confident, right?
Oh, yeah. We do. Oh, well, then,
yeah.
You know, they had this whole song and dance routine worked up about, like, you know, you always win at your local bar, but now this is the big deal.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And we were like, yeah, whatever, and that was the truth.
The world-famous trivial game Trivial Pursuit is thought to have sparked this whole fascination in general with trivia and, of course, competing to see how many odd facts you really, really knew. Trivial Pursuit was first created in Montreal in 1979 by two guys named Chris Haney and Scott Abbott, who had become frustrated to find pieces of their Scrabble game had gone missing, thus inspiring them to create their own game.
Oh, wow!
In other words, they...
Thanks, Scrabble.
That's right. They wouldn't have noticed if it was the Q that was missing, but when your vowels start turning up and gone, that doesn't work. So Trivial Pursuit became an almost instant hit and worldwide phenomenon, and the trivia craze began. And it's interesting because then they came out with different versions of Trivial Pursuit. Because young people didn't know. Give me stuff I know. You know, because if you don't know anything and you get your clock cleaned while everybody around you is good, then... There you are.
Something about it. That's just one of my fortes. I was playing with an ex and her family over holidays one time, and they all decided they didn't like me after that.
That's right.
That's why she's an ex.
So what we'll do is today we will, since it's trivia day, we'll give you, I don't know, I got about two dozen, somewhere between a dozen and two dozen, just little things that about trivia that we'll get into, and then we can wait for another year for that to happen.
All right.
It's pop music chart day. The reason, this was the first time the Billboard 100 ever came out.
Wow.
Number one song was by Ozzie Nelson of Ozzy and Harriet. Yeah, that guy. 1936. Again, that was a long time ago. It's a Dimpled Chad Day. That all has to do with that presidential thing. It's the perihelion for the world. That means we are the closest to the sun. That's why it's 36 outside, right?
Oh, yeah.
Makes
sense. The sun's not too up and around yet. It's Braille Day, and it's also Spaghetti Day.
Ooh, I like spaghetti.
Spaghetti works, and then I don't know exactly how you celebrate this, but it's World Hypnotism Day.
Okay.
You are getting sleepy.
Don't try it on yourself, I guess. And some birthdays.
We got some birthdays. Carrie Condon is 34. She is the voice of Friday on the new Avengers movies, which is Tony Stark's AI. She's also in Better Call Saul and Rome, so she's been in a couple other things. It's fitting that it is the Billboard chart day because there are a lot of musicians whose birthday it is. Okay. Benjamin Darville from the Crash Test Dummies had that one song in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Right, of course. I don't know it, to be honest with you. But
He's 50. Okay. Deanna Carter is 51, country singer.
Oh, Strawberry Wine.
Julia Ormond is 52. She's from Witches of East End and Legends of the Fall. Dave Foley is 54.
Oh, my.
Love Dave Foley, News Radio. One of the shows that actually inspired me to get into radio.
Is that right? Well, it was a good, I mean, it showed radio in an okay light. It was
Phil
all right.
Hartman, fantastic.
Yeah, sure.
Dave Foley, also Kids in the Hall was what he was in. He's 54. Michael Stipe from REM is 57. Mm-hmm. Matt Frewer is 59. Max Headroom.
And nothing else?
Pretty much nothing else.
Yeah, that was an odd thing.
He's also the go-to guy to do animated voices that Jim Carrey made famous on the big screen.
Perfect,
so,
yeah.
Country singer Patti Loveless is 60. Let's see. Yeah.
So I love Patti Loveless.
Really?
She has a single or a song, That Kind of Girl. And it was just like, it was my jam when I was like 3 years old. And I know all of the lyrics.
Okay.
And like, it came on. I was listening to one of our sister stations, Willie, the other day. And it came on. And I just about had a fit.
Yeah, when you said, because I wouldn't, have you relate to Patti Loveless. That wouldn't work. But okay, when you're three,
old.
You got your jam on. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, happy birthday, Patty.
Yeah.
Beyonce's mama, Tina Knowles, is 63.
Uh-huh. Most famous for having Beyonce.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Actress Diane Cannon is
But she
80.
Lives in a big house because of it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead.
Diane Cannon is 80.
Oh, wow.
And Don Shula,
Hall
of Fame football coach, 87.
There you are, 619.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so Democrats, the liberal media, and the Obama administration, they've been bending over backwards to convince you, the American people, that Russia, Vladimir Putin, hacked the 2016 election. Well, last night, WikiLeaks founder himself, Julian Assange, told me unequivocally Russia had nothing to do with these leaks. So what is Obama's response going to be? In the interview, Assange said the Obama White House is trying to delegitimize Donald Trump's administration by claiming that the Russian government hacked Democrats' emails throughout the election. He also told me with 1,000% certainty that their source was not the Russian government or a state party. Now, back in November, President Obama vowed to work hard to ensure that there's a successful transition for the Trump administration. So how many more promises will Obama break before January 20th?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
2017, why don't you consider this year being the year that you change the way that you watch television? You can do that with one call to Suddenlink. Because right now, you can switch over and get Suddenlink HDTV, 50-meg internet, and phone, all of that, for $77.99 a month. So make the switch by making the call. 877-694-9474, or you can go to suddenlink.com for more information. But also, ask about the unlimited data plans that they have. Get incredible speed and unlimited data at great prices from Suddenlink. But changing the way you watch TV, consider Suddenlink has HDTV that gives you access to lots of shows with video on demand and pay-per-view events. I got to tell you, video on demand will spoil you. You can go in, you don't have to worry about, gosh, I didn't even capture that show. It's there. It's on demand for you when you want it. And on-demand movies are added. In fact, Blair Witch has already been added this month. Later on this month, The Accountant, Girl on a Train, The Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, Masterminds. Lots of movies added every month on demand. So between that, and we didn't even talk about Suddenlink To Go, which means you can take your programs with you no matter where you go. More information, give them a call at Suddenlink at 877-694-9474.
RV Source is proud to be part of the Brazos Valley and support the community. Whether it's rental, needing service, parts, storage, or you're looking for your family's next RV, we would love to help. And don't forget, year-end clearance sales event going on now with all 2016 makes and models. Come by and see us and shop local. Located at 10212 State Highway 6, Bryan. Or give us a call, 844 RVs for you. Again, that's 844 RVs for you. RV Source, your complete source for everything RV.
Jennifer Kishinko with your money now. TVs, drones, robots, and a slew of other gadgets will showcase the annual Consumer Electronics Gadget Show in Las Vegas this week. CES is one of the world's largest trade shows and is the forum for many tech companies and startups to unveil their plans for the year. Gadgets to be introduced include TVs with new capabilities and better picture quality, as well as all sorts of household products with internet connections, including refrigerators, doors, and security cameras. Shoemakers are racing to the Boston area as they compete for millennial talent. Reebok picked the city's rapidly growing Seaport District for its new global headquarters last month. New Balance and Converse both opened splashy new headquarters in 2015 that helped redefine the city skyline. Wolverine, which owns Keds, Sperry, and other brands, moved to a regional campus in Waltham just outside Boston this summer from Lexington, Massachusetts. And Shoemaker Rockport this month will open a new headquarters in a Boston suburb. On Wall Street, futures a bit higher. That's your money now.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get a 50-foot by 100-foot building for under $39,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $39,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Good morning, 625, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor studio. WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Let's do some weather, because, you know, it's finally feeling like January, just for something different. Weather's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Okay, here we go. High temperature today, about 51. We do have sunshine again, which will be nice. Low tonight around 40. And then tomorrow we get to 60 again, but down to 35. Friday, not nice at all. High will be 41 degrees, it looks like, with a 30% chance of rain. And then Friday night will be down below freezing at 28. Maybe some precipitation. There's a slight chance that means that'll be sleet and stuff, which won't be fun. Sunshine's back on Saturday with a high of only 40 degrees, and then Saturday night we'll have a freeze down to 27. So, yeah, that's the kind of stuff we're supposed to be feeling, isn't it? Right now the winds are out of the north at 15. Our temperature's 38. The chill factor is 29.
I love stories of heroism. I feel like there are everyday heroes among us at all times, and this is one of those particular stories. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. A 2-year-old kid in Utah named Brock Schaff was playing with his twin brother Bowdy in their room last Friday, and they decided to climb on top of their dresser by using the drawers to pull themselves up, as children often do. The dangerous part of that, of course, is that it could tip over and fall, which is exactly what it did, on top of them, and Brock got pinned underneath it. Luckily, Bowdy didn't get pinned, and now a security video of him trying to figure out what to do is going viral. First, he tries to push the dresser off his brother, but it won't budge. Then he tries to lift it, but it's too heavy. So he finally tries pushing one more time, and it works. He moves it just enough so Brock can get out, and he somehow wasn't even hurt. Their mom says she was only out of the room for a few minutes, and when she came back, they were playing again like nothing happened. But obviously, she knew something happened because the dresser was tipped over. She says it was the one thing she and her husband forgot to baby-proof in their house and that they should have anchored it to the wall. Well, once they saw the video, they decided to post it online so other parents don't make the same mistake. Either way, even at 2 years old, Brock Schaff knew exactly what to do to be a hero and save his little brother Bowdy's life, and that's something to celebrate. If you want to see the video, just go to YouTube and search 2-year-old miraculously saves twin brother. It's pretty cool. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Everyone should take a daily aspirin, and everyone should have an annual physical. Common medical advice that isn't true. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-309-1113. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-309-1113. 1-800-309-1113.
Is it a good idea for people to take a daily aspirin to help prevent heart disease?
I read the data, and my risk of having a bleeding ulcer from an aspirin is higher than my risk of having a heart attack because I don't have risk factors. So I don't think I should take an aspirin.
Dr. Richard Besser, chief health and medical editor for ABC News and author of the book Tell Me the Truth, Doctor, said that to his doctor, who told him he believed everyone should take a daily aspirin to prevent heart disease.
So I went back and I reviewed the evidence, and he was dead wrong. The choices we make depend on our risk factors and what we know about our families, our family history, and so there is no one-size-fits-all.
Another common belief is that everyone should get an annual physical exam. Should they?
No. I'm not going to convince many people that they don't need an annual physical. It's something that surveys show people want and doctors want. I'm hoping, though, that I can help reframe that visit.
Because staying healthy is not about the exam itself, but the conversation you have with the doctor.
The idea that you're going to go into your doctor's office and they're going to find something that you were absolutely clueless was brewing, I mean, that is the rare, rare, rare exception. They will find out a lot more by having that conversation with you, by exploring your family history, what you're eating, how you're using your body, are you moving? Those are the things that in the long run will have an impact on your health.
Tomorrow, do cell phones cause cancer? I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 38 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Most Tuesdays, the regular meeting of the Brazos County Commission is wrapped up in less than 30 minutes. Yesterday, it took seven, and that included a welcome by County Judge Dwayne Peters to a pair of newly elected commissioners and the reply from Steve Aldrich and Nancy Berry.
Thank you, Judge. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here. Look forward to working with all of you together.
Thanks, Steve.
I echo his sentiments. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Okay.
Commission action included naming a new associate county judge to fill the seat held by Glynis Gore, who retired after serving 10 years. Commissioners approved the recommendation of the county's district judges by promoting assistant district attorney Misty Swan. A Texas Tribune article on the plight of wine producers whose crops are being lost to chemicals applied by cotton farmers points out the experiences of the owner of Bryan-based Messinahoff Winery.
Paul Bonarigo says the state's $3 billion wine industry is threatened by chemicals that control weeds and other crops coming from genetically modified seeds.
This year, we're going to be having a lot of genetically modified cotton, sorghum, corn, and other products that use dicamba herbicide and 2,4-D herbicide, which is lethal to a vineyard, and any other broadleaf product like pecans and any other broadleaf.
Bonarigo says in the high plains of Texas, where most of the state's grapes are grown, the fruit's being developed at the same time chemicals drift from neighboring cotton fields.
So if there's any overdrift of herbicide, it's going to be absorbed in the leaf of the grapevine and first abort the fruit and potentially cause the plant to die.
Bonarigo says chemical companies have developed new versions that are supposed to pose less of a threat, but cotton producers are still buying less expensive formulations that do more damage. Bonarigo says the chemicals used to control weeds in cotton and corn fields also have a negative impact on pecan and peach orchards. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The state of Texas is now battling the Federal Drug Administration over pentobarbital, the drug used for lethal injection, and the feds have seized a supply of the drug for a curious reason.
A lawsuit filed by the state says the FDA has been withholding a shipment of sodium pentothal for more than 17 months because it's improperly labeled and not approved. The state says the argument is moot because sodium pentothal is not for patient use. It's for execution. The shipment was seized by the FDA at the Texas border in July of 2015. State says it's made the argument that since the drug is for execution, labeling doesn't apply, but the FDA has taken an unreasonable amount of time to issue a final decision. State's tired of waiting and has asked the court to make the FDA release the drug. State is not answering questions about the lawsuit. LP Phillips, TSN News.
15 months of road construction is underway along Highway 6 between the south side of Navasota and the Waller County line. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan says the $6 million project means daily lane closures through April of next year. 10 miles of new median crossovers will be built, featuring acceleration and deceleration lanes. On a less traveled road, starting next Tuesday, you will not be able to get between Bryan and Iola on Long Trestle Road, which in Grimes County is known as County Road 162. That's because a bridge is being replaced on the Grimes County side of the Navasota River. That project is scheduled for completion, weather permitting, this May. Monday morning, severe thunderstorm and fireworks on New Year's Eve may have frightened your pet into hiding. Aggieland Humane's Leah White on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says there are ways to help your pet find their way back home.
If your pet went missing, your cat especially, put its litter box outside, some clothes of yours as well so it smells more like you, and if they've gotten disoriented, they can find their way back home.
As always, White reminds pet owners to microchip their animals to make it easier for that return home. A bill taking aim at celebratory gunfire is expected to be filed during the upcoming legislative session by a Rio Grande Valley lawmaker who was a victim of that this holiday weekend. Weslaco Representative Armando Martinez was struck in the head by a stray bullet fired into the air by a New Year's Eve reveler just after midnight Saturday. He's lucky the wound wasn't worse.
You know, when the doctors tell you, you're very lucky, a little bit more and we wouldn't be having a conversation right now. That's when it kind of opens your eyes and you start thinking of what could have happened and the good thing that it didn't.
He's not sure yet what the legislation will say, but the goal is to ensure it won't happen to anyone else. Two major Texas Supreme Court rulings last year restricted taxpayers from knowing where their money is going. The rulings allow private companies not to disclose tax incentives. Laura Prather of the Texas Freedom of Information Foundation says a bill introduced in the legislature would end those restrictions.
This legislation would plug a hole in the Public Information Act created by last year's court ruling that cut off a wide swath of information. It will allow Texans to view public contracts once again.
It would also overturn a decision that allowed public-private partnerships like economic development agreements to keep their use of taxpayer money secret. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 38 degrees. We'd love to hear from you. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com. Today.
Hey everybody in the Brazos Valley, Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here's some numbers for you.
As promised, cooler temperatures have moved in from the north. They're going to remain in place right into the start of the weekend. We're going to be partly sunny overall today with highs somewhere between 50 and 55. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40 to 45. Tomorrow, partial sun. We get to 55 to 60 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds up tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Cloudy, maybe a shower Friday, and cool, 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Texas Tech's Patrick Mahomes has declared for the NFL draft, as well as a number of other players we'll take a look at. Also in college football, Minnesota fires Tracy Clays after the big player suspension controversy, and the A&M men's basketball team drops to 8-5 after their loss to Kentucky. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I don't know if it was before the announcement of Mahomes or after, but Texas Tech then announced that they had suspended their number one incoming quarterback.
Oh, dang. Yes.
Aside from that, it was just fine.
And Tech hasn't been great in the last few years, yeah. But I've seen that kid play in person, and yeah. he's pretty impressive.
Mahomes?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, a coach's kid, right? I think his dad
I believe so, yep. And yep. He was the nation's best passer this season, and maybe even last season. I mean, the kid can drop some bombs. It's just a matter of putting the right personnel around him.
And I think there was that quarterback that ended up at Oklahoma. I think he started out there on the high plains. Cliffy. A lot of people said if he's back in College Station, things would be different too. But that's another discussion. So imagine this. They're talking about the violence in Chicago.
In 2016, more people were killed in Chicago than New York and L.A. combined. The highest figures in two decades.
Good.
This is a Chicago problem.
Father Michael Flager has led Chicago's African-American community in its fight back against crime.
We're going to continue the Band-Aid. We're going to continue to see carnage in our streets.
He agrees that Chicago needs federal funding.
When there's a fire in America, when there's a hurricane, when there's a tornado in America, they call it a state of emergency. Federal funds come in and help rebuild that town, rebuild that community. Well, hell, we have a state of emergency in Chicago.
In the crowd at Flager's march, his ally, civil rights leader Reverend Jesse Jackson, calling for a White House conference on violence.
Of course. Let me get up there by the camera. The most dangerous place is between Jesse Jackson and a camera. What are they going to do with this federal money? Could we know that first?
Yeah, that's...
Go ahead.
That seems like the point here is to get the federal money, but what is it going to?
If you need a loan from the bank, you have to explain to the banker what you're going to do with the money for them to make a judgment.
How is federal money going to stop murders?
Right. Stand here and go, we need money. Well, let's talk about what you're going to do with that, all right?
And maybe it could, man. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that it can't, because, you know, you might be able to pay your police officers more somehow, or, you know, set up some sort of a program or something. I don't know. I'm, you know, as a libertarian, kind of against government programs in general, but I mean, what do you got to explain what you're going to do with it? Otherwise, you're just asking for our money for no reason.
And we know they've got the strictest gun laws and all that. That has nothing to do with what the problem is.
No.
So let's do that. And you know, every once in a while, if you've got a problem, you need to look in the mirror, maybe. Okay, might be some stuff right there you need to take care of. Okay, so if you've taken care of everything, then let's get some
more
federal
than
money
New
in there.
York and Los Angeles combined.
Right.
That's scary.
I didn't mean to laugh at that. It was more like I was just shocked.
Yeah.
Flabbergasted.
But the other thing to think about, and lest we point too many fingers at those folks, per capita, the numbers in San Antonio are going up pretty considerably. So just saying. And probably there's a common factor there having to do with gangs, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these murders are retribution. There's not any doubt. And people get caught in crossfire.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that the retribution is a good thing. Just understand the environment can happen right here in good old Texas, just like it does in Illinois. In the meantime, let's go ahead and see if we can give away a little bit of college tuition. Why not have New York be the first state to do that? And Bernie was right there when they made the announcement yesterday.
The state will provide free tuition.
This is New York.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is proposing a plan to offer free college tuition to middle class and to lower income families. Students whose parents make $125,000 a year or less and are accepted full time to any 2 or 4 year city or state university would qualify.
The way this society said, we're going to pay for high school because you need high school, this society should say, we're going to pay for college because you need college to be successful.
No!
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was alongside the governor. Sanders pushed for free tuition at all public colleges across the country during his presidential campaign, and he applauded the governor's proposal.
What about skilled trades?
I know. You have to have a college degree to succeed. No, that's not true.
Well, guess who doesn't have a college degree? Me, okay? And I consider myself pretty successful.
Yeah, no, and my thing is, too, there are so many scholarship opportunities that require kids to have those same type of, you know, like check boxes that they have to mark off. But they're also required to submit an essay or show why they deserve money to go to college and to just say, oh, well, I checked this, this and this, like now I get free tuition.
And everybody complains about, you know, the public school system and the kind of results it's churning out. Well, now you're just adding another level to that, and everybody's going to complain about how horrible the colleges are.
Well, and my thing is, and then are there time restrictions? Do you say you have to finish on time or you have to pay us back the money?
Well, I hope so.
That, you know, then that's because then it's like you've got kids just floundering in college for free.
Or just hanging out.
Hanging out. That's what I mean. Yeah, floundering.
Yeah, well,
hanging out.
Well, they could be doing that too. There's no guarantee. Hello, guarantee of success.
How long do you want to stay?
One time tied with free tuition, you have more beer money.
That's right. Oh, good point.
Yeah.
It's like anything else. If you give, and it doesn't matter whether it's tuition or anything else, if you give something to someone without them having to earn the value of it,
right,
it has no value. Hello?
Yeah. How come nobody's talking about the fact that $125,000 a year is considered a low income?
Middle income. Thank you.
Well, yeah. And then I think, is that the parents combined?
It is.
Which, you know, still.
That's better than a lot of people.
Yes.
Better than a lot of people.
It's New York, you know, so
it's
pretty
New
expensive
York.
There.
Well, but there are places in New York where it's not expensive. I mean, in cities it is, but there are rural areas in New York, too. But, but again, the whole idea that they are now trying to make us think this is the new normal.
Right.
They think this is their birthright. And no, it's not. It's just really not.
And like you said, you don't have to have a college degree to be successful.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Well, all right. I don't know who said it. It was a long time ago. Success has a million fathers, but failure is an orphan. Yesterday, somehow, some way, the Republicans came to their senses and realized the first order of business is not to change their ethics policy.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, and the deal is, now here's the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, saying he was against it. Well, who was for this? Somebody had to introduce it. They were going to vote on this thing yesterday. And now, and Trump, you know, Trump came out against it, which is good.
He did tweet.
We're glad to hear that.
He did.
And if he wants to take credit for stopping it, that's fine. But in what world did these mozons think this was the thing to do?
Yeah. If nothing else, just the PR of trying to, quote unquote, dismantle an ethics committee is horrible. It's a horrible thing to do on day one.
And to change the name of it, you know, it was going to be the complaint office.
Yeah.
That they were going to take the complaints for and not do anything about.
Who watches the watchman?
Well, and the other thing they were going to do is that they would not accept anonymous tips.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were a whole bunch of things in this that was just crazy. So we're glad they made the right decision. But again, I'd sure like to know who had floated that idea out there. And it had to be somebody with enough influence for them to decide to go ahead and
sure
plan to vote on it.
I'm sure it'll come out.
I certainly hope so. It's 647.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue. Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
We're coming into the prime time for pruning summer flowering shrubs and vines. However, there's more to it than just taking out the shears and whacking away. Oh my, there's more to it. There's a lot more finesse in the task as we outline details of how best you should trim every one of the candidates. I'll be back with winter pruning of summer flowering shrubs right after this message. Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble. They're affordable and they offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and more than 30 colors from which to choose, their backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, their pre-engineered bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit them online at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, to get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, click on the color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER today. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Again, the website, MuellerInc.com. We're going to start our details of how you prune summer flowering shrubs with crepe myrtles. No plant that we grow is so abused in Texas. The truth is, crepe myrtles need very little pruning. Don't ever top a crepe myrtle. It's the quickest way to ruin them. Remove branches that rub or that have become damaged, but never leave stubs that would give rise to multiple new shoots. If you're trying to train your crepe myrtle as a small accent tree, remove excess trunks that you don't want or don't need. Otherwise, little pruning will be needed. There's no defensible reason to top a crepe myrtle. People say, well, it's getting too tall. Well, you planted the wrong variety. There are lots of great varieties. Go to crepemyrtletrails.org, and you'll see a list of all the known varieties, and you can choose accordingly. There are several types of hydrangeas. The most common pink or blue florist types that we also grow in our shade gardens must not be pruned until after they finish blooming or should have bloomed in late spring and early summer. Even then, do as little pruning as you can. Winter pruning and excessive summer pruning leaves plants with vigorous and vegetative stems that are called blind shoots. Oakleaf hydrangeas, by comparison, are woody shrubs that are handled more in the way that other shrubs would be pruned. Shape and groom the plants themselves during the winter while they're dormant. Remove the old flower heads as they turn brown. Some people save them for floral design. I prefer to get them out of the way. However, birds do like to peck around on them in the winter. Altheas are roses of Sharon. These are large shrubs, and they're members of the hibiscus clan. However, unlike most of their cousins, they're completely winter hardy. While they're bare in the winter, you'll be able to see damaged or errant branches that should be thinned or removed. However, no special pruning is needed on a regular basis. Above all, avoid formal shearing into unnatural shapes. You won't have to do much pruning with pomegranates. With the showy flowering and fruiting shrubs, they're just beautiful. Remove branches that rub and prune out any others that have become damaged or weak. Otherwise, prune only as needed to remove branches that have outgrown the plant's canopies. Texas sage or sinensis can be trimmed a little bit to thicken it up, especially if it's growing in shade. You don't want it in much shade. You can prune it back by as much as a third. Vitex or lilac chase trees should be thinned and pruned, and that will stimulate new growth, and that will help on blooming with them. Oleanders after they bloom. I'm Neil Sperry, landscaping for longevity in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. In college football, Texas junior quarterback Patrick Mahomes II, who was the nation's leading passer this season, announced yesterday that he's entering the NFL draft.
It was a very hard decision. The love for Texas Tech and the program's future that I know is on the upscale, it's something that it was a very, very hard decision for me.
Mahomes finished number one in the FBS in total offense for the second consecutive season. He said he received a second-round grade from the NFL Draft Advisory Committee. Other college football players declaring for the draft. Oklahoma running back Samaje Perine says he'll forego his senior season and enter the NFL. He became the school's all-time leading rusher during Monday's Sugar Bowl win over Auburn, finishing with 4,122 yards. Tennessee defensive end Derek Barnett and wide receiver Josh Malone are also planning to enter the draft, as are Florida cornerback Quincy Wilson and offensive tackle David Sharp. Elsewhere in college football, Minnesota has fired coach Tracy Clays. The decision comes just 2 weeks after the football program became embroiled in a standoff with the administration over the suspension of 10 players in connection with allegations of sexual assault. The Golden Gophers went 9-4 this season and beat Washington State in the Holiday Bowl. And former Indiana coach Kevin Wilson is expected to be named offensive coordinator at Ohio State after meeting with head coach Urban Meyer yesterday. Indiana athletic director Kevin Glass accepted Wilson's resignation last month, citing philosophical differences, but added there were no compliance issues involved in the decision. In A&M men's basketball, Malik Monk scored 26 points, De'Aaron Fox had 15, and Kentucky rode an early 15-0 run to cruise past the Aggies 100-58 last night. The Aggs fell to 8-5 on the season and 0-2 in SEC play. They next return to the hardwood to take on South Carolina at Colonial Life Arena on Saturday. Tip-off is set for 12:30 p.m. with pregame getting underway at noon, and you can catch the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, it was an exciting one in Lubbock.
Kick out, Livingston, left corner, three, bang! 4 seconds, three, two, down the right sideline, Carter for the win! He missed it! He missed it!
Anthony Livingston hit a three-pointer from the corner with 4.6 seconds left in overtime to give Texas Tech a 77-76 victory over West Virginia last night. Javon Carter missed a desperation three for the Mountaineers, who had won eight straight. In the NFL, Houston Texans coach Bill O'Brien says Brock Osweiler will start at quarterback on Saturday against the Raiders in their wild card game. The Texans take on the Raiders at 3:30 on Saturday at NRG, and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, first-year eligibles LaDainian Tomlinson, Jason Taylor, and Brian Dawkins are among 15 modern-era finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. In the NBA,
rebound, Aldridge tipped it over to Danny Green. Here's Parker behind the back dribble, into the front court. Left corner three, Leonard. Kawhi not from Tony Parker.
Kawhi Leonard had 25 points. LaMarcus Aldridge added 23, and the San Antonio Spurs beat Toronto 110-82 last night, holding the Raptors to their lowest score of the season. San Antonio dominated a matchup of teams with the second-best record in each conference, leading by as many as 34 points. And in Dallas,
popping out Williams from left to right to the top, back to Curry. Curry on the move, cut off by Wall. To Williams straight away, back to Curry. Got a screen from Powell for three. He hits. 16 for Seth Curry, and a timeout taken by Scott Brooks.
Harrison Barnes scored 26 points, and Deron Williams added 21 as the Dallas Mavericks rallied to beat the Washington Wizards 113-105 last night. Devin Harris had 17 points and Seth Curry 16 for the Mavericks. Williams, Harris, and Curry each hit 4 three-pointers as Dallas made 17 of 32 from long range. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There goes 4 minutes till in the WC Tractor Studios. WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
2 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's January the 4th. It's Trivia Day. So that you can now know that Hallmark now produces cards for those whom have been made redundant.
Oh.
All right. On Venus, it snows metal. I'm just saying.
All right.
In the Victorian age, special teacups were produced to protect the mustache from being inadvertently dipped in tea. There you are. Yeah, things you didn't know because it's trivia day.
And, of course, one piece of trivia is known as trivium, right?
That's true. We discussed that, what was that? That was not that long ago, right?
A month ago.
Well, and here's the reason the trivia went away. Yeah, hell, you can Google everything now.
Yeah.
Right, that's true.
And it's back in the day when Trivial Pursuit started in 1979. That wasn't around, and so you really had to know that stuff, number one. And then number two, you had to be able to remember it at the proper time. So, there you are.
Yeah.
Coming up next hour, this is devastating news to me. I read this morning, and I just paused in front of the computer for a second. And maybe it's because of the television network that I watch. Have you guys seen the commercial for MyPillow?
Yes.
No.
Okay, see, that's the difference. See, Chelsea, you're a little too young to be watching Fox News, which is where this guy runs all the time.
Okay.
MyPillow has been downgraded by the Better Business Bureau.
Ooh.
So that guy's apparently lying to you.
Liars.
So we'll tell you more about that in the next hour, half hour. This is almost top of the hour. I am on the edge of my seat. Yeah, well, okay, fine. It's time for the weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For over 30 years, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. Well, all right, 51. We'll have some sunshine today, 40 tonight. Tomorrow, 60, near freezing on Thursday night, and it will freeze on Friday night and Saturday night. 38 right now, WTAW College Station Bryan. It's 7 o'clock.